The Middle and Early New Era. In 1105, the Croatian-Hungarian King Koloman placed a military garrison in Nin under a Hungarian commissioner, although Nin was nominally under Byzantine rule. In 1205, the Croatian-Hungarian King Andrea II issued a decree by which Nin received the status of a royal free town. Nin reached its climax during the period from 1284 to 1328, when the dukes and governors from the Croatian noble family of Šubić ruled. Witness to their presence in Nin can be seen from several monuments carved in stone or engraved in gold. The coat of arms carved in stone in the shape of a shield with outstretched eagle's wings and a half moon found on the crown of the well in the middle of Kraljevac Square, in front of the entrance to the museum. The tombstone with the image of Duke from Nin, Jurija I Šubića, to be found in the lapidarium of the museum, and especially golden products found in the church treasury. Parallel with the development of the town's council, there was also intensive development of both church and public building. On the information board showing the ground plan of Nin, churches can be seen which were built in Romanesque and Gothic styles. In the Romanesque period of the 12th and 13th centuries, the bell tower of the Church of St. Anselm was built. During the same period, near to the upper gate, the Church of St. Ambrose was built, followed by other churches, also in the Gothic style, in the 14th and 15th centuries. St. Michael, St. John the Baptist, St. Margarita, St. Anton the Abbot, Church of the Holy Spirit, and St. Mark. In 1382, Nin came under Venetian rule. This was the time when the urban image of a medieval town council was finally formed, when the walls with their square and round towers became prominent features and are still visible today. At the time of the Venetian-Turkish Wars, 1499 to 1503, sources tell us of the ever-increasing strength of the Turkish advance on the town, which resulted in additional town walls being built. The Candian War of 1645 to 1669 brought the ruin and destruction of Nin to a climax. At the very beginning of the war, the Venetian administrator, Leonardo Foscolo, on the 28th of April 1646, gave the order that for strategic reasons, the town should be completely destroyed. The population were forced to flee, the town was torched, and finally destroyed by cannon fire. With this final act, the urban image of life in medieval Nin completely disappeared.